Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bucks debuted last night. Steelers front and center. Mike Tomlin, the star. Got me thinking a little bit about the AFC North, though. The Ravens could be two games behind the Steelers and not have the tiebreaker if the Steelers simply take care of business against the Cleveland Browns. I look at the Browns, though, and the Bengals, Thorne, and I think they got a little rebuild coming. Like, not a full rebuild for the Bengals, because you're going to have Joe Burrow and you're likely going to have Ja'Marr Chase.
They're picking in the top 10. I saw that.
There's that, which is big, but they're probably going to lose Hendrickson.
Yeah.
They're going to lose T. Higgins. Like, they're not paying both their wide receivers. Their defense stinks, and they're probably not just a piece or two away on that side of the ball. This might be time to strike while the iron's hot here, Doug. And do you think the Steelers now, with Russell Wilson in the fold, even though you're going to have to pay him after this year, do you think they're in a position now to take advantage of maybe the Bengals taking a year to get it back together? And the Browns, I mean, God only knows what they're doing.
I think so, and especially if you look at where our defense is. And I'll say this, a lot has been talked about how Omar and his crew has stocked the offense, especially on the offensive line, but look at the two young defensive players that have been showing out and making splash plays recently with Herbig and Wilson. So, and then I know Joey Porter has had some struggles, but right now everybody feels that he is a start win with corner. Now, is he an upper echelon corner? He's got to get away from some hands play that plagued him in college. But even with the penalties he's had recently, I consider him a start win with player. So as old and age, as the defense people think are aging out, they are doing a pretty good job of putting specific pieces in place of young talent that can hopefully not have it be a total rebuild once the elder statesmen move on. I say this in a long way to say, yes, this is a time when you got Russell Wilson, you have that defense, and you have some young guys that are starting to peek their head up and make plays for you. Let's take advantage of a defense in Cincinnati that's going to almost be a total rebuild. But like Doran said, it scares you that they're going to have a pick in the top 10. Cleveland is Cleveland. You hate to say it, but they may
love
strike.
It. I love it, Doug.
They may have every 5 years make a run for it, but the lack of consistency there is going to be hard for them, especially in the near future when they have that albatross of that contract from the quarterback hanging around their necks, and it's a burden on the whole organization, and not to mention the cap. So they are in a prime position, and then you add to the fact that they have Baltimore's number, so they are in a prime position to really take a stranglehold on the AFC North in the next 2 or 3 years.
Doug, let's talk about somebody that's a young player, but not so young, George Pickens. What would you say to him, or how would you approach him after the antics of last game?
Well, I'll even use a Tomlinism. When someone shows you who they are, believe them. He is who he is. And you're just going to try to manage them until you can't manage them anymore, or his production dips. So the issue that you really try to combat, though, is one of these times his antics going to cost you a game. And if it does, I won't be surprised. Will any of you guys be surprised? I just don't think he is 3 years into his pro career. He's gone through college. If you haven't reached the guy by now, you're not going to reach him. It's all about just management. And I think that's who it is. And I'm not going to be surprised, like I said, if he costs us a game or this relationship ends in a, on a sour note.
I think the question is this as bad as it gets? Like, is he going to be the guy that sometimes loses his cool on the field, sometimes pouts when he doesn't get the football, or does this keep getting worse? And does paying him only exacerbate the issues? Do you think if you hand a guy like this $30 million a season, Doug, that he's going to get worse? Or do you think he's going to stay the same? Because I don't know if he's ever going to, like you said, go backwards.
That's a question that I from an outside looking in, I would say I would be a year to year with him. But if you're inside and you're Tomlin and you're Omar and you see that guy every day and you talk to him every day and you have a feeling that, oh, we see a light, then you pay him. But to me, what he's shown consistently on the field is who he is. And then after so long in your pro career, actually, and playing enough in college, that's who you are. Will he hit a spot where he's going to mature? You hope so, but are you going to be able to put $30 to $60 to $90 million on that hope? I'd rather put it on a plan, and that plan is to go year to year by him and then find his replacement in the draft.
Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. Well, you talked about Joey Porter Jr. earlier. I mean, I'm sure you've seen it over your years in the league. He is handsy. Now, The referees, they're keying in on it. It's the same thing that they're doing with George Pickens. Like, is this something that, even if he gets better, is his reputation just going to precede him, Doug? And is this something that's going to then plague him?
Absolutely. When we were in Buffalo, we used to have a study, and the coaches, especially Rex Ryan, would have a day where someone would just come in and talk about the officials and the officiating crew, what they throw the most penalties on, what they usually are really targeting. But on the same token, Rex would go in pregame and talk to the officials and like, hey, at Joey Porter Jr., if you watch films, he's awful handsy. So teams are going to be alerting officials about this. So he is going to be under a microscope. So he's, like you said, his reputation is preceding himself. And the thing about sports, and especially in football, reputations are easy to get, hard to live down. So he's going to have to work extra careful to really play as clean as possible. And even on the ticky-tack fouls that most people wouldn't get flagged for, he may get flagged and possibly will get flagged just because he has that reputation. Can he get out of it? This is year three, and he is still plaguing them. So that's just going to be part of their game, part of his game, just like Pickens' antics is going to be part of the game, and you're just going to have to live with them. But you hope that his production outweighs those penalties that he is garnishing.
Doug Whaley with us until 10 o'clock. I have an Arthur Smith question for Doug when we come back. Doran, I think that Rex Ryan would agree with me on Fritos.
Why? Because they smell like feet?
Whammy.
Oh, there you go.
I just oop him and he slams it home. A question about Arthur Smith.
That's why you guys are great, great teammates, great partners.
That's right. And we're happy to have you as part of the triumvirate, Doug.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.